This is Scott Berguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We have on the line again Tiffany Burns, who works with Gold Star Families for Peace and Code Pink, and is now in Texas, I'm guessing on her way back to Crawford after being released from jail. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm a little sore from getting detained and arrested yesterday, but otherwise good.
Sore?
I'm just out of jail.
Okay, why are you sore?
Well, we were at a peaceful protest, speaking out against the fact that Karl Rove was here at a Republican fundraiser in Austin, which is Crawford, and after I asked the police one more time just to clarify what they were wanting the crowd to do and make sure that they weren't going to help us with our citizen's arrest of Karl Rove, which is what we were there for,
right. They
immediately jumped on me and dragged me to the side, and about seven police officers all had to, I don't have a better word for it, they like manhandled me, I guess, you know, pushed my face into the ground, handcuffed me, and it felt like I was being hogtied in the middle of, you know, this cloud of blue, and the whole time I was just saying, not resisting, I'm cooperating, and I was screaming because I was, you know, it was really painful.
Yeah. So it sounds like, since it took seven of them, you must be, I didn't believe this, but you must be like 7 foot, 3 feet tall and about 350 pounds, is that right?
You would think that, but I'm actually just barely 5'3", yeah. You know, probably like 125.
Huh.
So I don't know what the disconnect there was for the cops, and I didn't even have high heels on.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so you did. It sounds like you didn't go there. You went there with the idea of a citizen's arrest on Karl Rove, but to basically draw attention to this man and what he's about. Did you go there thinking you might get arrested?
Absolutely not. We went there for a peaceful protest, and in fact, we did have a list of realistic crimes that Karl Rove has committed, and our intent was to draw attention to the fact that, you know, the administration that he's working for, President Bush and all of the other, you know, Bush cronies are absolutely ignoring the fact that Karl Rove should be indicted for several legitimate crimes, and that's outrageous.
Right.
But we weren't to cause any kind of violence, to, you know, do anything that was illegal, and, you know, we were still the ones that were arrested.
Okay.
Or at least I was arrested.
Were you the only one, or were there others arrested as well?
No, I was actually the only person arrested.
Right. And what did they charge you with?
They charged me with participating in a riot. I'm not really clear on how I was rioting by myself, since I was the only one arrested, and criminal trespass. And I had a room at the hotel in my name, so that's the other one that I'm still not clear on why I was arrested for that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, so you're on your. Are you indeed on your way back to Crawford to Camp KC3?
Absolutely. I mean, I literally was sprung from jail this morning. I had my jail support waiting for me outside, Petey Miller and Annie Nelson, and we stopped for a quick bite to eat, and we're headed back to join all of the other people who've been out at Camp Casey since 6.
Right. So let's go back to the action drawing attention to Karl Rove. Can you tell us obviously a lot of people know them, but can you tell us some of the points you were making about Karl Rove in terms of his, as you said, war crimes as part of this administration?
Yeah, I mean, Karl Rove has absolutely helped to perpetuate the lies that, you know, the Bush administration keeps putting forward as reasons for continuing the occupation and war in Iraq that have just been absolute outright lies to the American people. And more importantly, I mean, he actually outed, you know, CIA operative just for pure revenge, and, you know, not only was not punished for it, I mean, if he's not going to be indicted, at the very least, this guy should be fired, and instead, you know, he's rewarded for it, and so we just felt like, as the American public, and I mean, the crowd was about 150 people, you know, mostly mothers. I mean, we had military families there, women, we had several, you know, Iraq vets with us who, you know, are back from Iraq. So it wasn't just a crowd of, like, unruly protesters. These are people with serious concerns about, you know, who's running our country.
Right. And serious concerns that are continually ignored by this administration. They still
absolutely
like to treat the anti-war, the peace movement, as a focus group. Right. Somehow, I don't know what that means, actually. But all right. So what is waiting for you back at Camp Casey? I know there's activities there all the time, and can you give us an update on what's happening back at Camp Casey 3?
Well, today we were really lucky to have a visit from Reverend Yearwood. Mm-hmm. He was one of the founders of the Hip Hop Caucus, and he came out to do a special interfaith ceremony along with several other representatives from different faiths around the memorial that we've been working on at Camp Casey to represent not only all of the troops that have died, but especially mark the ones that have been killed in Iraq since Cindy came out to Crawford last summer, which is over 800, I believe, at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I've noticed that actually the number of U.S. dead is approaching 3,000 very quickly if you count, which you should count, Afghanistan and Iraq. It's another disastrous milestone that's coming up. And, of course, there are some numbers on Iraqis that have been killed, and it's so vague and completely conservative. It's just amazing that there doesn't seem to be anybody paying that much attention to how many Iraqis are
Right, and because,
destroyed.
You know, there's no way to accurately get a number. Last week, we did a memorial for the Iraqi victims, and especially the women and children, mm-hmm. and created a garden that we've called the Visions of Peace Garden in the middle of Camp Casey 3, and right. surrounded it with children's shoes to, you know, point out and remember, you know, point out the fact that there have been so many innocent victims in this war and really remember them, and especially the Iraqi children and mothers that have just died needlessly.
Is that something you're still asking for people to send shoes, or is the memorial pretty much
Definitely.
In place right now? Okay. All right. Other things that folks can do right now, again, as I usually say, other than get on a plane or get in a car or stick their thumb out and get on a train and come to
Crawford. That's right. Well, I would say if people are wanting to support Camp Casey, they can always make a donation, which mm-hmm. is really helpful because, you know, as you can see from the action that we did last night, you know, it's just a group of 150 people out here, you know, that grows every day. And the more people that we have, you know, with donations, we're able to sustain the camp. And we're doing things that are really making an effort, making a dent in trying to stop the war and bring mm-hmm. the troops home.
All right.
And if people are considering coming, you know, and they can't hop on a plane tomorrow, try and get out here for the last weekend that we're going to be here, because we really want to celebrate the fact that, from what we hear, Bush isn't coming back. And I think mm-hmm. that's really important to note, that last summer he spent his entire vacation out here in Crawford, and this year he won't even show his face.
Right.
And so we want to really have a celebration.
Okay, and the last weekend is what? What are the dates?
The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of September.
Okay.
The 1st and 2nd are the last two kind of big days.
Okay. And we'll review for folks the place if they want to make a donation or want to. You'd also like folks to register in some way if they're going to come, right? So they should go to, there's a specific website, which is?
It's www.campcasey3.org.
Okay.
And they can also go to Gold Star Families for Peace for more information, and that's www.gsfp.org.
Okay, great.
And for information about the garden, if people are wanting to know mm-hmm. where they can send shoes to or see pictures of it, they can go to codepinkalert.org.
Okay. Well, I will repeat those after this interview is done for folks. Let me see. It's an odd time. It continues to be an odd and challenging time. I must admit, I read the story this morning in the AP short piece, and then on Truth Out, and they're reporting, of course, there was 50 people. And my first thought was, you know, Karl Rove in Austin, Texas, there should have been 500 people there probably. But my guess is this is not something that they were sending out a whole lot of advanced press releases on. For the very reason that they don't want to draw attention.
Exactly. And, you know, it is important to note that there were more people outside of the hotel. So mm-hmm. the crowd inside the hotel was probably around 50 to 60 people.
Okay. Right.
Because we were right up at the door against, you know, outside of the banquet where Rove was speaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, have a great week and keep yourself out of trouble, unless you have to get into trouble. And we appreciate, again, everything you all are doing, and the best to all of you for this next week at Camp Casey 3.
Yeah, like I said, come join us. And, you know, we promise you probably won't even get arrested because, for the most part, even though the crowd was begging to get arrested with me so that I wouldn't have to go to jail alone, the cops absolutely stepped off of that. They wouldn't arrest Cindy. They wouldn't arrest Annie Nelson, who was with us, because they knew that she was Willie Nelson's wife. They wouldn't go near the Iraq vets. So I think, you know, if you have any reservations about coming out and joining us, we're just having a peaceful protest here in Crawford, and the more the merrier.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for spending your time with us, Tiffany.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
I was talking to Tiffany Burns, who works with Gold Star Families for Peace and Code Pink. Tiffany was just released from jail in Austin, Texas, after being arrested yesterday at a protest outside an appearance by Karl Rove at the Texas Republican Party convention in Austin. She was on her way back to Camp KC3, and those websites that she refers to, if you are interested in perhaps going to Camp Casey or donating money or shoes, children's shoes, which they're looking for their memorial for Iraqi children, you can go to the following websites to get more information on how to do that and also on what is planned for the future for Camp Casey as well as other campaigns in the peace movement. Those websites are www.campcasey3.org. That's campcasey3.org. The website for Gold Star Families for Peace is gsfp.org. And for Code Pink, you can go to codepinkalert.org.